In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and I'd like to welcome you all to our Perseverance Family Conversation today. It's great to be with all of you. And as always, we'd like to start off our conversation by inviting Mary to be with us. Mary is the Mother of God, Mary is the Mother of the Church, and Mary is the Mother of each and every one of us. Also, we pray that beautiful prayer, the Hail Holy Queen, we invoke Mary as our life, our sweetness, and our hope. Just say the prayer that Mary loves most, and that's the Hail Mary, also known as the Angelic Salutation. Together. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Now we'd like to invite to be with us our spiritual director. Our spiritual director is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has many wonderful titles. The Holy Spirit is known as the Paraclete, as well as the sweet guest of our soul. Holy Spirit is also known as our consoler, as well as our counselor. Holy Spirit is also known as the sanctifier, he who makes us holy. Holy Spirit is also known as the interior master. St. Paul says we really don't know how to pray as we ought, but the Holy Spirit intercedes with ineffable groans, so we can say, Abba. Abba, Father. Let's invite the Holy Spirit to come be with us. As we pray, come, Holy Spirit. Fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your spirit and they shall be created. Thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant us that by the same Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen. Our Lady Fatima, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Michael the Archangel, pray for us. Saint Gabriel, pray for us. Saint Raphael, pray for us. Saint Ignatius of Loyola, pray for us. Saint Francis Xavier, pray for us. Saint Teresa of Avila, pray for us. Saint Maria Faustina Kowalska, pray for us. Saint John Paul II, pray for us. Saint Teresa of Avila, pray for us. Saint John Bosco, pray for us. All God's angels and saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. After praying for you, I'll pray, praying with you, I'll pray for you, placing all of you on the altar in the greatest of all prayers, and that prayer is the holy sacrifice of the Mass. no greater prayer than the holy sacrifice of the Mass. The first reading today is taken from the book of Ezekiel. And it's a fascinating reading. And I'd like to start by telling you a difference between the Protestants and the Catholics on one specific topic that is related to the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Many of the Protestants believe this, that once you have accepted Jesus Christ into your life as your Lord and Savior, Protestants will have revivals where at the end of the revival they have an altar call in which the pastor invites anyone who wants to receive Jesus Christ into your life as your personal Savior to raise your hands or to come up in front. And then they believe that once this is done by accepting Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior, then they're saved. From this we have the expression, once saved, always saved. We as Catholics, we don't believe that. Rather, as St. Paul says in one of his writings, he says, to work out our salvation in fear and trembling. The Protestants have as their primary virtue faith. Once you place your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, they believe in salvation. We don't believe that. Of course we believe in faith. But also we have to have the other virtue. And that virtue is that of charity. We have faith, hope, and charity. As James points out, faith without works is dead, we read in the letter of St. James. So I wanted to start off with that as an introduction to our commentary and the first reading today, which is taken from Ezekiel. And one of the basic themes is, do I derive any pleasure from the death of the wicked and not rejoice when he turns from his evil way that he may live? That's the overall theme. But Ezekiel presents to us a very clear and marked contrast. And what is that? He presents on one side of the coin you have the wicked man, the sinner, who returns to God. He renounces his past ways. He defrocks himself of his sinful actions. He turns back to God with all of his heart. We know, in the words of the psalmist, that God is slow to anger and God is rich in mercy. We're often quick to anger and slow to mercy and forgiveness. We should try to imitate God, shouldn't we? God is slow to anger and rich in mercy. So Ezekiel says that this sinner, whoever he might be, who's willing to turn back to God, will be forgiven. One of the best biblical passages that illustrates a sinner returning to God and receiving God's infinite mercy is that parable we find in Luke chapter 15, and it's the parable of the prodigal son. It's also known as the parable of the merciful father. Instead of focusing on the son, we focus more on the attributes and the virtue of the father of the prodigal son, who of course represents God the Father himself. Another example of a sinner turning back to God at the end of his life would be found in the example of Jesus on the cross, and you have the two thieves. The two thieves at the outset are both angry at God, cursing the Lord. Then one of them responds to God's grace. He turns to his companion and says, look, we're here because we deserve this. We're paying for our crimes. But this man has done no evil. Then he turns to Jesus and says, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus, lifting up his head, says to the good thief, he says, amen, amen, I say to you, today you'll be with me in paradise. There we have a sinner repenting and turning back to the Lord, and the Lord forgiving him. In the Diary of Saint Faustina, which I always have before me in my studio, the Diary of Saint Faustina, she's the Secretary of Divine Mercy. There's a number that explains this reading of Ezekiel chapter 18, 21 to 28. Speaking about God's grace. And she says that we have to pray for sinners that they would renounce their sin and turn back to God. But also, in the Diary of St. Faustina, she says that not only the conversion of sinners depends upon God's grace in correspondence to it, but also in the Diary, St. Faustina writes that the perseverance of the just in grace also depends upon God's grace itself. So the two different aspects, the conversion of the sinner to God's mercy and grace, then that the just, the person that's living for God, may persevere until the end. We are followers of Christ and the Perseverance family. Many of you are daily communicants. Many of you pray the rosary. Many of you have done the spiritual exercises. Many of you are consecrated to Mary. But still, we should not be presumptuous and fall into the trap of the Protestants, once saved, always saved. But rather, we should beg the Lord for the grace of perseverance. Beg the Lord for the grace of final perseverance. St. Paul, utilizing images from the Olympic Games, St. Paul says that we have to, utilizing sports images, we have to fight the good fight, yes, we have to fight the good fight like a boxer, and we have to run the good race, run the race, the marathon, and run until we cross the finish line. That's why writers like St. Alfonso Liguori speak about the grace of final perseverance. And I mention that frequently. Beg the Lord for the grace of final perseverance. The grace of all graces. The grace of all graces is what? To die in the state of grace. For the grace of all graces is to die in the state of grace. Therefore, let's pray for each other and the Perseverance family, that we would persevere until the end. This is Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 21 to 28. Great passage. And St. Paul says, be careful when you're standing, lest you fall. Because all of us, my friends, all of us are very weak. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Yes, my friends. And for that reason, we pray. We pray the Hail Mary. And we pray the Most Holy Rosary. So in a real sense, my friends, every time that you pray the Most Holy Rosary to the Blessed Virgin Mary, we're begging for the grace of all graces. And that grace of all graces is to die in the state of grace. So, my friends, I will be placing you all on the altar. In a few minutes, I have the holy sacrifice of the Mass. I'd like to place all of you on the altar, that all of us would correspond to God's grace, to receive the grace of all graces, that all of us would die in this state of grace. And I'd like to give all of you my priestly blessing. May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.